Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, we're talking about things that you sleep with. Apparently, that's the most important thing that kids take on vacation is something to sleep with, like a stuffed animal or a blankie.
Yep.
And we confessed here in the studio about a few of the things that we have slept with as kids. And kids who sleep with stuffed animals or, you know, security items, they grow up and are more confident and are well-adjusted.
Well, according to your researchers, we're suspicious that they may have just been, you know, kids that slept weird stuff and they're trying to make themselves look good.
We found out that Heidi slept with clowns.
Well,
not just any clown, Bozo the clown.
Yeah, it was just, it was a little cutout, like a pillow cutout.
But she grew up, now it's Pennywise.
Wow. Well, you know what? And I got a list of some of the weirdest things that kids sleep with. And they said scary dolls.
Really?
So, like, Chucky dolls and stuff like that. Michael Myers.
Wow. Okay.
That's there's going to be something wrong with your kid if he's sleeping with that.
Okay, well, my main thing was a dog named Ruff, but I also slept with Raggedy Andy for a while.
Right.
And when I had my tonsils out, I took Raggedy Andy with me to the hospital.
Now, Raggedy Andy was Raggedy Ann's boyfriend?
No, it was a brother.
Oh, they were brothers?
Like brother sister. And sister.
Okay. Kind of like twins, but not identical, Hawk.
And there's a reason for this.
Okay.
My mom, to this day, still collects Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy dolls.
Oh, that's funny.
She has some freaky ones that are kind of scary in our bedroom, but she has, like, all these older ones and newer ones, and so that was one of the reasons we were exposed to them.
Because Lauren, my daughter, had a Raggedy Ann.
Did she?
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after that, the weirdest thing my son has ever kept as a pet or a stuffed animal, we went to one of those aquariums, and he came home with a squid. And he liked the squid, a stuffed squid.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
there's
an
all
odd
kinds.
Animal to sleep
with. Yeah, but
with.
You know what? You got Minecraft stuffed animals. You got Mario stuffed animals. You got all kinds of weird stuff now to sleep with. The normal stuff, obviously, teddy bears, stuffed animals, toys, flashlights have been mentioned.
Yeah.
I could see how they get to that one because they want the light, but it's still kind of makes you doesn't seem very warm or like a very loving person because it's so cold.
Okay,
a flashlight.
Well, it's mechanical. It's not like a soft, plushy animal.
That's not the only thing. They're sneaking into bed digital devices.
Well, that's not because they want to sleep with them. That's because they want to not sleep with them.
They want to sit there and play games.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, and you know what? I remember, Kato, you didn't tell us what you slept with.
I said blanket.
You said
that's all you need to know.
Remember, he lied.
No, okay.
I think it was his pillow, and I think he had unnatural relations with his pillow.
You know, I'll be honest. I don't remember having any stuffed animals when I was little. I sucked my thumb, and I carried my mom's slip around because I liked the way it felt when I sucked my thumb.
You should be very well-adjusted, adult.
So, a blanket.
Didn't you sleep in one of those mannequin heads?
What?
Like from your mom?
A wig
shop?
A wig holder.
A wig holder?
No.
Okay.
My oldest sister used to scare us when we were in the bathtub holding it up to the window when we were kids. And we knew what it was and who was doing it. But we would scream.
Hey, we used to take those mannequin heads that hold the wigs and we would take it and take a bunch of clothes and fill them with stuffing and put that mannequin head at the top. And my mom would come in and think it was a dead person on the floor.
Oh.
Okay.
And it'd freak her out.
All right.
That is freaky.
Well, it's a whole different conversation.
Yes, it is. Yeah, but you've grown up and you're well-adjusted.
No, I'm not.
So a lot of these weird things are like food items. Bananas were mentioned. And my son, for a while, he slept with oranges.
Real ones?
Yeah, real oranges.
Yeah, my daughter's son, Crew. A coconut.
He adopted a real coconut?
A real coconut.
I thought you meant it was a stuffed coconut.
No, we found it in Miami, and he was on vacation. He was very young, and he would carry it around and slept with it.
That's not comforting, Tom.
That's got bugs in it.
Well, but it's also, they're pokey, like they'll poke you.
It's fuzzy and stiff.
No, it was soft. It was not soft.
Well,
it was,
it's got the hair on it.
It didn't have the hair on the
outside.
Hers
was the green, shiny kind.
Mm. It's only when you break it open that it has the hair on the inside.
That's not right. There's different kinds. There's his was probably the green kind.
It was smooth, brown.
Could be shredded.
Shredded coconut.
Yeah.
Now that would be messy.
Okay. So other food items, I guess parents have mentioned Snickers bars.
This has just gotten kind of weird.
Yeah.
But so I said it's the weirdest items kids have.
Yeah, but
with.
I thought you were going to be like weird stuffed animals.
Like something that you repeatedly sleep with, not just take to bed with you.
Tennis balls were mentioned.
Hmm.
So
I had that once in high school.
Okay, and along the same lines, like medals.
It hurts.
For medals and trophies that the kid had won maybe in a pee-wee league or something. They wanted to sleep
that
with that.
Pee-wee.
No, a trophy.
Okay. Sorry.
You guys.
Shoes. Boxes of macaroni noodles.
Wow.
And then like kitchen utensils like spoons and stuff like that.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Now, up with a bowl of food in my hand. Is that kind of the same thing?
Oh, that's okay. Next to the bottle of tequila that you took to bed with you.
Hey, what weird thing adults sleep with is totally different conversation.
Cato, you could say you slept with a worm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.